South.
Hey, you're on.
Actually, I was in.
We will call the Gage County.
There as it is. I mean, it's.
Equalization, Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, December 15th, 2021, at 8:33 on the clock. Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Haxby Teeman.
It's just a little.
Dorn, Byers, and Lidle.
We'll see.
Mr. Jurgens will be out today, and Mr. Schuler is on vacation. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Motion by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote.
Hey.
Four in favor with Byers voting no.
I changed my vote.
Five in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization? Seeing none. Take a look at tax correction slip number 28. This is for a couple lots in the first addition to Philly. These are for a homestead exemption that was denied by the Nebraska Department of Revenue, if anyone would like to see the sheet. Any discussion on this slip as that goes around? These are paid by the state of Nebraska. They're also approved or denied by the state of Nebraska. They're reimbursed by the state if it's approved. If there's no discussion on that, I'd ask for a motion to approve tax correction slip number 28.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. Any discussion at all? If not, please vote. Five in favor. Motion carries. Patty, do you have anything for us for equalization?
Has anybody been calling on real estate taxes? What's going on?
I haven't had any.
They went out in December, so.
I haven't heard a word from anybody.
Some people were at NACO, and I was down south. But I just was kind of surprised. I mean, grateful, but...
Your tape.
Yes, they've figured out in May, so...
I haven't heard a word from anybody, and even though you have mine way too high, I haven't griped about
it. Hold on to your... Because the new stats are looking pretty bad for residential.
Really?
Yeah, really bad. I'm seeing houses sell for $80,000 to $100,000 more than I've got them valued at.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean that. There's no. We've even looked on Zillow's and looked in the sides of the homes, and it's like, I don't even know how they're pricing out.
Maybe I should have for house for sale, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of set. It's kind of stabled right now, but there was about 6 months ago, it was just going nuts. People were getting into bidding wars, and I don't think it's because of the 2%.
You see that all over town. And you should know my house in the mountains is valued at over twice as much as my house here, and the taxes are about the same.
Once a year.
You know what, though? We just came back from Florida, and I flew into Georgia. And just
I guess
a French fries in Georgia. It's like $18 for kids, you know. So,
what?
Yeah.
You already
so you, I mean, the parts we were in. So you have to.
How much money they get in the state from sales.
All right, if there's nothing else for equalization.
If you were paying attention, she was over here talking. But. Oh.
Yeah. So I want to redo it.
You're just asking about residential property taxes? And then it went to chit-chat?
Well, since Jurgens ain't here, I heard there was a sale in the county for, what, a couple weeks back? 11-6?
The down by Tri-County?
Irrigated?
Oh, there was an irrigated one by Tri-County.
Yeah.
South of DeWitt, right?
No, it's down by Elm.
There was one south of DeWitt, too, wasn't there?
Well, there was one. Lloyd has been in, and he told me about one down. It was, I don't know the exact section. And I don't remember things like I used to, but I think it was one that was in, I believe, Elm Township.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, was it south of DeWitt you're talking about?
No, I was the same one Emily.
The one by DeWitt was 11-7.
Okay. Well, then Lloyd told me, oh, maybe it was further up then. Because I know the name, but I'm not sure of the legal. But, yeah. So I don't know what's going to... My ag land's really stable, but I'm looking at 3 years back. So when we drop the old year off and put the new year on. But my stats in residential's in the 80s. And so I have no rhyme and reason when we look inside these homes on Zillow. Because they're remodeled, but not... I mean, where are the appraisals coming from, or where are the...
Equipment's the same way. Everything's just going up, up, up. I'm guessing...
So what I'm going to do probably is we dump in cost tables in our system when people are building new houses. And assessors don't always dump every year cost tables, you know, for the price of building a home. We're going to dump in new cost tables and look at those to see what it does to a new home. And then we trickle it down to do depreciation based on age and things like that. But because I was doing increases, like small increases, but now it's really going to have to.
I'm assuming this will be kind of like the last similar president to what we have, Jimmy Carter, as long as this administration's in the inflation environment will still be here. I think that's what you were telling me earlier.
But. Yeah.
All right. With that, we will adjourn. Equalization at 8:40. Thank you, Patty. Yeah.